Hi there, welcome to the Foot Stomping Free Scottish Music Podcast. My name's Simon Tumier and it's great to be back with lots of brilliant brand new releases from the Scottish trad music scene. There's so many here actually, and it's amazing in this difficult and very trying time that musicians are still releasing music. And our first album is called Vincular by Ron Jappe. It's released on the 4th of December, but you can do a pre-order now at ronjappe.bandcamp.com. And this is called Trouble.
Thank you.
Great stuff from Ron there. That album is called Vincular, and I was actually trying to work out what the word meant. And either is Spanish for link, or it's something to do with the human body. I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, it's a great album. I've been listening to it, and I'm looking forward to hearing a few more tracks of it. We have another brand new release now from Gráinne Brady. This is her first own production, she was saying on her Bandcamp page, and it features the great award-singing Scots singer Claire Hastings. It's called The Little Thatched Cabin.
'Tis well I remember that little thatched cabin, the place where I first saw the light of the day. It stands on the hillside in view of the village, and that's where my mother, she oft-times did pray. For I care not, however, through this life I do ramble, I care not a farthing for palace or hall. There's no home quite so dear unto me like my old home, for I found it to be the best home of them all. Plowed for my father, mowed hay in yon meadow, cut turf in the bog on a fine summer's day. And the lark from the heavens, her sweet note was charming, and it seemed to drive sorrow and all care away. For I care not, however, for this life I do ramble, I care not a farthing for palace or hall. There's no home quite so dear unto me like my old home, for I found it to be the best home of them all.
The Little Thatched Cabin by Gráinne Brady, her first production, and well done. Great work, Gráinne. I just want to say hello to Jan and Mary, who's listening along live as we record this here, and also hello to all the thousands of you that listen online at the Foot Stomping Podcast. It's much appreciated, and I hope you're all safe where you are, as safe as you can be anyway. We're going back now, I don't know, a few years, 3 or 4 years to Talith's very first album. It's Abyss, and this band, I don't think anyone really knew how big they were going to get. They've done so well, and I know that post-COVID they're going to just carry on in the same vein. And this is Crossing. Stuff from Talisk. Now, and of course, the concertina player, Mohsen Amini, in that band also plays with the band Emar, who are very, very popular. And Emar are playing a gig at the Hands Up for Trad Music Club on the 28th of November. That's a Saturday night. And also on the Friday night, we have Rura, and we're having a St. Andrew's Music Weekend. And if you'd like to come along and buy tickets, the bands will be performing live. It's not pre-recorded. They'll be live, able to ask them questions. And if you can buy tickets at handsupfortradmusicclub.co.uk, it will be a great night, because they always are. Now, the next brand new release we've got here is from Myrid Green. Myrid, many of you know, is an accordionist and piper. And she's also a great artist. And she's released it's not a CD, it's a selection of, I think it's vinyl records, and they're called Hearth, and every one of them has a print, a special drawing on the print, and it's on the album sleeve, and they're absolutely beautiful. And if you want to find out more, if you go to myridgreen.bandcamp.com, the best way to find out about all of these releases is just to visit our website, scottpodcast.com, where you'll find out how to visit Myrid's Bandcamp page and all of the other releases as well. Anyway, this is called Carry Me There.
Lights and noise.
just a lonely girl drinking this tune. I can
very nice there from Myra Green. Now, last Sunday, I was on a web online, what would you call it, online chat show called Tunes in the... No, it wasn't. It was called Tartan Tunes. you should actually, if you are online on Facebook and YouTube, you should check out Tunes in the Hoose as well, actually, which is a community of people that come together and play tunes and Scottish dance music in the main. Anybody can join in. It's an amazing thing. And if you play the accordion, fiddle, piano, the drums, they're always looking for you to join in, so check that out. But anyway, I didn't have anything to do with that. I was actually on Tartan Tunes on Facebook and YouTube on Sunday night, and one of the things I was talking about was the fabulous times I had in Edinburgh in the 90s. The parties were just absolutely brilliant. But one of the things about Edinburgh in the 90s was all the musicians, from folk musicians to singer-songwriters to jazz musicians to DJs, all hung out together and we just shared music. And one of the bands I was involved in was called John Ray's Celtic Feet, and we made a couple of albums, and I must find some tracks for this podcast because they were great fun. The musicians were great. Brian Kellogg on piano was just amazing, with Ailey Shaw on fiddle. We had quite a laugh, I have to say. But John Ray, he now lives in New Zealand, and he's just released a new album. It's called Uncouth and Without Form. And I was listening to the other day there, and there's a tune in it called Freddie's Tune. And the Freddie is Freddie Thompson, who played the bass and the fiddle in all the sessions. He still is. Played at Sandy Bell's and the Tron. And it's an amazing character. And this is a great tribute to Freddie. Thank you. there was ever a tune that captured the man, that was Freddie's tune. That was fantastic. Right, moving along now. Here is, well, it's still pretty new, this. I think this might have actually arrived at the start of lockdown, whenever that was. Was that about 3 or 4 years ago? Who knows? This is Best Sets by Mike Katz and Alistair White, both of the fabulous Battlefield band. And this track is Chasing the Kaiser. Set, wasn't it? That totally rocking. That was a wee shot in the arm there. Check that out anyway. Best Sets, and find out more about all these albums at scottpodcast.com. Next up, we have the brand new release from Deirdre Graham. It's from her album Uranta, and this is the second single from it. And the strings on this album, this song, just sound totally fantastic.
Skull and G, myś bier, lub ciche tądę te, całą gęci.
String right in there, actually fantastic. I'm really looking forward to hearing the whole album when it comes out. Yeah, definitely great stuff. Next up, we have The She from their album Murmurations. And The She have done so many great albums over the years. They've got some great members, and you've heard Rachel Newton on this program a few times, and Laura Beth Salter, both nominated in the MG Alapa Scots Child Music Awards at the moment. And if you haven't voted in the awards yet, you can still do that at www.scotstradmusicawards.com. But this is a track called Starlings from their album Murmurations. Thank you. actually. I really enjoyed that. Right, next up, we have a brand new release called The Light of the Day. And now it's by two Irish musicians. It's come out on the Watercolour label. That's Marianne Kennedy's label. And it was recorded at Watercolour Music, which is a great studio in Argower up in the north of Scotland. It's quite near Fort William. It's definitely a great studio if you're ever looking to go. You can stay there and it's just so beautiful. You can go out for walks. Now, the musicians, now I don't speak Gaelic and I'm just about to murder their names. And it's Owen O'Cavan and Alton O'Brien. And I listened to the album today, actually. I wasn't sure what I was going to make of it. And I put it on and it's a very traditional sounding album. But I really like it and it's definitely worth checking out. And to get the link for it, go to scottpodcast.com.
Angus mind in June garide, ma machwi roch ma gaite. Is keen to gurboil outside the rums and lies near Alephar. We roch ma skelpe drain, a shayark men bring your wagly. Agus yet more free, le maide. Ach, ni raid y lom i ar. Is ysdol na ffel na hafti, ffag y dîm y cwpl y lŷn. Gwych e'n cael y cwyn y mîn, tŵf i hreioch nhw fel tŵbio. Bîm y moff i war y caet, ystaf mil el ffadr o'r can. Beaming land on far, oh, hi, griach, snacht and fight in nacht zaina. Snacht trug on memos more, leads as a jan in read a rodo. Margaret Hossu blan a hog is good, oi, cas was ma free. Hag adventure, shen em sure. Lights, how I didn't go drown on a sneer wheel, I'd flee and all us and from a bishop Lehal sonarum gol the sun met us mohin Schneehyokko mego heirin Go laurin chuang afregion Skome koshlon chlame mile Anin hasson du
That was a sharp ending there, wasn't it? yeah, great. Both these guys are Sean from the Sean Noss tradition, which is near Cork. And, oh, it's great singing. And I have to say, the recording quality of that was excellent. Now, in the last podcast, we played the Musician of the Year nominee, Tim Eady, from his Sleeping Tunes album. And I just so enjoyed it so much, I thought we'd play another track. And this happens to be one of my favourite all-time tunes written by J. Scott Skinner, the Scottish fiddle composer and a virtuoso player as well from the early... Well, he died in 1928, I think. Anyway, this is Herr Roloff's farewell. He wrote it for his friend, Herr Roloff. Thank you. beautiful, absolutely beautiful playing. And if you love Tim's playing, you can vote for him in Musician of the Year at the Scots Chad Music Awards, alongside lots of other amazing musicians too. Right, we've come to the... Oh, I should say, check out Tim Eadie's late night sleeping tunes on a Saturday night. I know they definitely happen on Facebook. Great, he plays for over 2 hours, playing lots of tunes and requests and is chatting to everyone. And he's on his Facebook page, Tim Eadie. Definitely worth checking out. Anyway, we have come to the last number of the night. Before I tell you what it is, I'd just like to thank you all for listening, and check out Hands Up for Trad on social media. You can find us at Facebook. I'm so tired today. Twitter and Instagram, all / Hands Up for Trad. And check out the Scots Trad Music Awards.com that's going on at the moment, and our Hands Up for Trad afternoon show, which is every Wednesday at 2 p.m. That's Greenwich Mean Time, and that's on Facebook and YouTube on the Hands Up for Trad Facebook page. All lots of fun. And if you do enjoy these programs, please support our patreon.com/ Hands Up for Trad. Anyway, we've got the last number we're going to play today is a brand new one from Night Works. Well, it's kind of brand new. It's remixes from their album Ann Talen, and I really like it. I really like Nightworks. I play them a lot on this show, and this is called Come Hacht. I'm going to learn Gaelic, that's my next thing, and it'll stop me doing any of this. But thanks again for listening, and I'll leave you with Nightworks.